Ready, it's on.
Welcome to the Spring Valley Town Advisory Board, September 10th, 2024. Just do the Pledge of Allegiance first.
We're going to start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
We're going to start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
1, 2, 3.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. And there we go. It came up.
Okay.
Thank you. So, all right. Roll call. John Getter is excused and Mike Shannon is excused this evening. Jason from Commissioner Jones' office is here in his place. Welcome. So this is our time for a public comment. If anybody would like to comment in general about something, now would be the time. However, if you're here to comment about a specific item, we would suggest you hold it until then. Is there any public comment? No public comment. Next up, approval of the minutes for August 13th. I read them through and noticed that at the end of the minutes, it said meeting adjourned by John Getter. I think that was a typo. It was would have actually been adjourned by me because John was not there, so I would suggest that change. Otherwise, did anybody have any changes to the August 13 minutes? No changes.
I'll make that correction.
And do I need to move to approve that?
Yeah.
And so we move to approve with the adjustment of the removing or changing John out with my name at the end of the agenda. All those in favor?
Aye.
And next up, we also need to do August 27th minutes. I did not notice anything for that one. Is there anybody have any discussion, or are we ready to vote on that one as well? All right, we have a motion to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
And next up, approval of today's agenda to hold, combine, delete items. We've received a request for number four, the coffee shop at Jones and Quail to be continued. Is that what you're here for, ma'am? No?
No.
So looking at this, they've requested to move it to October 8th. So we're gonna go ahead and move that right now. We'll be moving forward with numbers 1 through 3.
Correct, and just Michael from Current Planning is here.
And Michael from Current Planning is here.
I have a question. So on the item, it says that approval of the agenda for September 10th and hold and combine. So that's where we're at now, right?
Yep.
Correct. Okay.
Yeah, we're just approving.
Got it.
So motion to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next up, Jason, do you have any informational items about the county for us?
So I'm here on Mike's behalf, so I can tell you some things that I am working on.
It'd really be like if there's like a festival here at the park or something that you want to announce to the public or anything like that. Yeah, go ahead and let us know.
Yeah, so a few things that we are working on that are coming up. So some things that go back to what I was working on are Spring Mountain redevelopment, which is impacting Spring Valley. Redevelopment is something that the county is very, very new at. If everyone's been to downtown Las Vegas, that's the redevelopment project. If anyone's been to Chinatown, we all love Chinatown. We love Chinatown food. However, the roads there are terrible. And we are working to get that addressed with Public Works. We are also hired a consultant to get that started. So if you have any questions about that or would like to get involved, please let me know. Some events coming up. We have a park cleanup at Desert Breeze right here on September 21st at 9 o'clock. If you'd like a flyer, please let me know. We have a movie night at the park, at Exploration Peak Park, on September 21st. Right here at the Desert Breeze Community Center for September 29th. We have a Spark Your Curiosity, a Clark County Ride and Drive event with the Clark County Department of Environment and Sustainability. This event will is in coordination with the National Drive Electric Week. So it's a free event where you're able to drive electric cars. It's very cool. These are very expensive cars. And then we'll have some updates for the next meeting, but there's some cool things happening in October, such as the pickleball tournament. We have our Halloween paint jam here. We have our we have so many Halloween events. We have about 5. So please get involved with the community or hope to see you there. Thank you. That's all.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir. Next up, we are on to planning and zoning. Start with number one, VS 240339 Zoolanders LLC, amended, holdover, vacate, and abandon portion of right-of-way between Jones Boulevard, between Oquendo and Ponderosa. Easements of interest to Clark County, located between Jones and Bronco, and between Oquendo and Ponderosa within Spring Valley. If you could let us know your name and address for the record and make sure you signed in, please, for Carmen or afterwards.
Quinn, ECG, 4310 Cameron Street, Suite 12A. Do you guys not have a projector tonight?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to start over here. We are looking at a vacation of right-of-way between Oquendo and Ponderosa for a commercial shopping center that has been approved.
Got it.
It will be this street. Southbound side. Thank you so much. After the right-of-way is vacated, we will then rededicate with detached sidewalks.
Ponderosa.
So Oquendo's a little bit up here. There's another site that's kind of...
But right on Jones.
On Jones, yes. So this is Jones. This is Ponderosa right here.
Okay. So this is Oquendo.
It's a little further up. There is another property here.
And I live right there. Okay. So that's good now. Okay.
So yeah, once the vacation is completed, we will also submit for a right-of-way dedication. There's going to be detached sidewalks, and we respectfully ask for your approval.
Thank you. Any comment from the public? Questions from the board?
None. So it's going to be commercial development. Of course, all of Jones will be that way eventually. Do you know what the plans are as far as any details of that commercial development?
So I do know there's going to be a couple of medical offices.
Okay.
Beyond that, I apologize, I do not know.
But no bars or anything like that?
No, there has been no use permits submitted for tobacco or alcohol.
Okay. Thank you.
Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve with staff conditions.
Any discussion?
Nope.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. All right. Let me get back to the right page. On to number two, TM 24500089 LV SMOB LLC, tentative map for a one lot commercial subdivision on 1.77 acres in a CG commercial general zone, generally located on the west side of Buffalo and the north side of Laredo Street within Spring Valley.
Good evening, Julia Isolo, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, Suite 450. This project has been previously entitled for a design review and the associated applications. The tentative map was accidentally missed in the application, so we're now coming back in to apply for a tentative map so we can report a commercial subdivision map.
Thank you. Any questions from the public? Any questions from the board?
Nope.
You're simply asking for permission to move forward with the map.
Correct.
Okay.
I move to approve subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. And number three, UC 240425, a Property West LLC use permit for a vehicle paint body shop on a portion of 4 acres in CG commercial general zone. generally located on the south side of Russell Road, west side of Durango Drive within Spring Valley.
Okay, for the record, Jennifer Gaynor, J. Gaynor Law, 1810 South 7th Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89104. I'm here on behalf of the applicant. This is a request, as you said, for a use permit for a body shop. There was a use permit granted for this body shop, and it has been there for over 20 years. He was supposed to come back for a review, but neglected to do so, so that expired. However, the body shop has been there for over 20 years with no issues, so we request that this use permit be granted. And the reason we're coming forward now is because there's a potential future sale, and he wants to get the use permits in line for that. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. Looks like no comments from the public. Jason, did we receive any, this was publicly noticed, I believe. Did we receive any notes or letters from the public?
I received none.
Any questions from the board?
And it is a paint and body shop, right?
Correct.
So it will paint. Okay. But you said there's been no complaints over the 20 years and it's been in operation.
Correct. And all the paint and body work is done undercover.
And you know, as far as I think residential is just to the west of there?
Correct. It,
and you said no letters came in whatsoever?
Yes.
Okay. No comments.
Just a real nosy question.
Yes.
You had mentioned that the current owner wanted to just prepare it for a sale.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that it's going to be continuing as a body paint shop? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a motion?
You do. Move to approve with staff conditions.
Motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. I believe this concludes our meeting. Correct?
Correct. We have no general business.
Unless, let me go back and double check, but there's no general business, no comments from the public. And this meeting is adjourned.
At 6:12.
Thank you, Carmen.